The new data shows that more than 2,550 cases were logged on Tuesday, the highest number since the pandemic began. That also brings the case total to nearly 176,000. Meanwhile, vaccinations for COVID-19 resumed across Ontario after they were paused for a couple of days over the holidays. That led to sharp criticism of Premier Doug Ford's government. The head of the COVID-19 Vaccine Distribution Task Force in Ontario, retired General Rick Hillier, says the pause came after it was decided to give frontline workers a break, especially in long-term care homes where there were fewer staff over Christmas.
When the homes are staffed by less people for a couple of days there, it's even more difficult, sometimes impossible. So we made the decision that over those 2 days, we would not run the clinics, and then we would just go faster as quickly as possible and catch up, which is exactly what we're doing today.
Hillier says in hindsight, it was the wrong decision. A spokesman for the government says more than 13,000 vaccine shots have been administered in Ontario so far. Meanwhile, officials also report that there are more than 300 COVID patients in hospital intensive care units, which is the threshold after which it becomes almost impossible to provide non-COVID-19 medical care. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.